much too strong. I'm added to you. Change, change, change.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The word from search crews in the Potomac River is 40 of the 67 bodies from the Wednesday night air collision have been recovered. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports the jetliner's two black boxes are being analyzed. The data recorder, he says, could have important information.
It will give investigators a host of data points, how it was operating, the speed it was traveling, the height, the altitude. That's going to be an important point. So they should get almost a literal mountain of data out of that data recorder that they will need to analyze.
Early indications are the Army helicopter was flying above its 200-foot limit, and one air traffic controller was handling helicopters and jetliners when the job is usually handled by two at that time of the day at Reagan National. Nick Daniels, president of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association.
The number of air traffic controllers that are needed is always a determining factor, and then quite often, if we don't have enough people, we begin reducing how many aircraft that we can efficiently move and safely move through the airspace.
Among the crash victims, 14 members of the U.S. figure skating community, including husband and wife Russian skating champions who were coaching in the U.S. 1988 Olympic skating gold medalist Brian Boitano was on CBS Mornings.
Not only great skaters and great representatives of the sport, they were incredible people, just kind and caring. And they were, you know, they had gone into coaching and they were busy creating the next generation of champions for America.
Overseas, correspondent Elizabeth Palmer has the latest on the Gaza ceasefire deal.
Three more hostages have now been named by Hamas for release on Saturday, tomorrow. And one of them is the American-Israeli Keith Siegel. He's now 65 years old. He was abducted on October 7th along with his wife, Aviva. She was free a few weeks later in November in the first group of hostages.
On the Health Watch this morning, CBS's Michael George says open wide.
People who floss once a week have a lower risk of stroke. An American Heart Association study suggests oral health is linked to overall health. Researchers say regular flossing lowers the chance of oral infections and inflammation and encourages other healthy habits.
It was an evening for musicians to say they love L.A.
Los Angeles!
From No Doubt to Jelly Roll, performers helped raise money for wildfire victims.
I am not okay.
One major donation, $1 million from the band U2. The Dow is up 11. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 70-year-old man remains missing after a UTV broke through the ice in Kenosha County yesterday. It happened on Lake Elizabeth in Twin Lakes. Local and DNR teams are assisting in the search, which highlights concerns about thin ice in the area. A Racine man has been charged with a felony for shooting at someone near his vehicle, mistakenly believing he was protected by the Castle Doctrine. The incident resulted in no injuries. Jesus Cabrera was released on a signature bond. Wisconsin's budget surplus has been revised upward to $4.3 billion. That exceeds the previous estimate of $4 billion. Governor Tony Evers will soon present his budget proposal, which is expected to spark negotiations with lawmakers over how to use that money. And downtown Racine will feature large metal kites as part of its annual public art installation this summer. The kites are being built by welding students at Gateway, and they'll be decorated by selected artists. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers lose a defensive coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers linebacker and run defense coordinator Anthony Campanelli is leaving Green Bay to become defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Campanelli asked what's one of the biggest things he's learned as an NFL assistant coach.
Everybody has a different personality. I think that's part of being a coach is understanding that you don't coach everybody the exact same way. It just doesn't work that way.
On offense, former Vikings quarterback Sean Mannion expected to become Jordan Love's quarterback. Back coach Tom Clements retired last week. NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio to take on the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team as a reserve. Lillard talked about missing out on a chance to meet former UFC boxing champ Conor McGregor at the Jazz game the other night.
I didn't even know he was there. That's what was crazy. It's like we came back in here after the game and they was talking about it and I didn't even see him. And I'm a big Conor McGregor fan too, so I would have had some questions for him.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
More and more sunshine peeking out here this afternoon. Breezy winds. They're crisp, too, pulling out of the northeast, just keeping our highs to the upper 30s. Tomorrow, temperatures slide to the low 30s and chances of light snow moves in at night. Accumulations look light, though, like less than half an inch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
It's WRJN and a little something from the Beatles.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. Smile, she knows.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Come on.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Paul Harvey coming up with the rest of the story at 12:05 today, heard twice daily on WRJN. First time, Monday through Friday, 7:25 with Don Rosen. And then again at 12:05 here on WRJN.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, the personal touch by Julie. Time is running out. Show that special someone how much they mean to you with a Valentine's Day bouquet, straight from the heart. With over 40 years of handcrafted floral artistry, let the personal touch by Julie bring your love to life, one petal at a time. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Looking forward to Herman's Hermits with the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat?
All this week, Tuesday through Friday, Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits at 10:45 a.m. Listen to the interview, remember what they talk about. Then later in the day, Kurt Volman will ask you to recap the conversation. If you're the first caller who remembers what Dan and Peter talked about at 10:45, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Genesee Theater February 28th.
Cherish is the word I use to describe.
All this week on WRJN, your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and the Association February 28th. Listen at 10:45 Tuesday through Friday for the clues you'll need to be a winner. On your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Silly girl.
Shame on you, your mama said.
Silly girl.
Shame on you, you cried in bed.
Silly girl.
Shame on you, you told a lie. Big girls do cry. Big girls.
Oh, cry.
They don't cry.
Big girls. Oh, cry.
That's just an alibi.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Hard to believe, but people actually thought this was the Beatles getting back together when the Bee Gees first came out.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be a live.
Thank you.
talk of love. Well, I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory. I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that I've died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me.
Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Great song, deep. That's profound. From Simon and Garfunkel. And speaking of profound, here comes Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In Kenosha County, a search for a missing 70-year-old man resumed this morning on Lake Elizabeth in Twin Lakes. A UTV fell through the ice yesterday, with two other people on that vehicle able to escape. The 70-year-old man remained in the water. Crews were out late into the night and resumed this morning. The incident highlights concerns about ice safety. Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling issued a warning earlier this week after multiple water rescues in Racine County. Downtown Racine will again transform into an art gallery this summer with the pieces picked. Large metal kites will adorn the downtown for the annual art installation. The metal kites will be built by welding students at Gateway and then decorated by a group of selected artists. Applications are currently being accepted. After the summer display, the kites will be auctioned off. License plate aficionados have a new one to learn. A new specialty license plate supporting the Wisconsin County Forest Association is now available from the DMV. The plate costs $15 plus a $25 tax-deductible donation. It helps fund the organization's work in sustaining over 2.4 million acres of forests. With the addition, Wisconsin drivers can now choose from more than 60 specialty plates. The most popular is the all-black plate for Road America. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
More and more sunshine peeking out here this afternoon. Breezy winds. They're crisp, too, pulling out of the northeast, just keeping our highs to the upper 30s. Tomorrow, temperatures slide to the low 30s, and chances of light snow moves in at night. Accumulations look light, though, like less than half an inch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
We'll be right back.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story, just after noon today, starts with someone having escargot. Tune in, 12:05 on WRJN.
Higher, higher and higher. I said your love.
Coming tomorrow on WRJN as the Wisconsin men's basketball team takes on Northwestern. 12 noon, hear the game here on WRJN.
I'm hooked on a feeling, and I'm high on the
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, CCR on RJN. And Paul Harvey, rest of the story. It's all about escargot. How can that be an interesting rest of the story? Well, it's done as only Paul Harvey can give it to you. Rest of the story, 12:05, minutes away on WRJN.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring you up. Willie picks a tune out, and he blows it on the hum. Down on the corner, out in the street, playing the folk boys are playing, bring the nip up, happy feet. Rooster hits the white road, and people just gotta smile. Goodness bumps a duck face, and solos for a while. Folk boy twangs the rhythm out on his calamazoo. And Willie goes into a dance, doubles on the zoo. Down on the corner, out in the street, Willie and the folk boys are playing, bring a nip up, happy feet.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border. She was just sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way.
So strong, come a little bit closer.
Music Explosion did a little bit of soul. Arthur Conley did sweet soul music. Back-to-back soul tunes here for you, WRJN.
Do you like good music? That sweet soul music.
This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Music and Ocean.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The FAA has indefinitely closed routes near Reagan National Airport to most helicopter traffic in the wake of this week's deadly collision. That's what a source close to the matter tells the Associated Press. Pentagon correspondent Charlie Daggett.
You see how-